We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank our friends over at MTP Software and at The Social Scene who built us this new studio. Actually, it was our next guest who kept telling me that he wanted me to have my own little studio, and hopefully he likes this better than the last one.
Much better.
Much better.
Much better.
We're talking about Daniel Zayats Volshin of Website Boston. Welcome back, Daniel.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. Thank you very much.
So you see, we finally have an enclosed little studio like you wanted?
Yes, it does actually feel like a studio space and not the conference room. Right. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's doing a lot better, and we've been pushing out our message. But what's going on in Daniel's world?
A lot of stuff is happening. We've been working as a company on two applications. Mm-hmm. One application is a video alarm clock that is called Badzilla. In order to join it, you have to record your video alarm, and then when the time you need to wake up, you don't know who's going to wake you up. It could be drill sergeant, it could be Alice impersonator, completely random. Right. Unless you start to follow a particular category of alarms, and then you only get Alice impersonators. And in order to make those alarms fun for people, we integrate a process of multimedia performance. So just like a MPC producer could trigger beats, you could trigger sound effects, samples, tap your rhythms while you're singing your alarm. And also, in the future, we hope to trigger video effects as part of that. The other project we've been working on...
And who's going to use that? Everyone?
We envision this as a social network, completely unique social network. Multimedia centered than alarm eventually, but alarms are just the entering point, kind of like what square pictures were for Instagram.
Right. You know,
this is the idea here is video alarms as the actual entity. We do have the provisional patent for now, and we're hoping to go for a real one as soon as we get the funding.
Exciting.
It's been exciting. It's been a lot of work, though.
Instead of working for others, you have your own idea now.
Well, still there's some projects going on for other clients as well. We have been involved in SEO stuff, and SEO has been changing quite dramatically over the past year. There's actually a very interesting convention taking place tomorrow, so I'm quite excited
about that. What's that convention?
Convention for search engine optimization. It's taking place, I believe, in Waterfront. I have to check exactly what's the address. But the world of SEO has been changing so much. It's no longer just about mechanical stuff. You have to really think about engagement and right. How that engagement is gonna impact people. And we've been talking in the previous shows about that it has to come to this point. And I think we're finally coming to the point where engagement is becoming the name of the game.
Right. Very, very interesting. And any other ventures you're dabbling? You're a true entrepreneur, so there must be more.
So I've spoken with you about Intermedia WebWorks, how we're planning to take the brand on a nationwide level.
Right.
It's still on track. We're still developing the infrastructure, and we're planning to optimize it through SEO on a nationwide level for some niche-specific keywords. The other project that we've been working on is another application we called KidsCoin.
And Kids Coin?
Kids Coin.
Oh, coin. Okay.
I mean, if you think about the concept of money for children, it's non-existent before a certain age.
Right.
Children understand prizes. They want to see the praise from their parents, right? But the money the concept of money is not as set as they would before.
Money only meant something to me once I realized I needed it to buy candy bars.
But if you can bypass the station and go directly to the candy bar, you actually would have a model there, right?
Right.
So KidsCoin is essentially an application based around rewards for different chores. So it gives an ability for parents to assign certain number of points, basically for completion of certain tasks. And once a certain task has been reached, the child can receive the prize from Amazon directly shipped out to their home.
Oh, that's neat.
So that was the idea for KidsCoin, and that's been the second.
Again, project. They don't have to exercise, though. For me, I had to walk to the store as a kid.
Depending on what kind of way you want to send the prize. You might send it out like a mile away to Amazon pickup box.
If I went into a store every day with a quarter, I could buy five bags of chips or five candy bars.
Yeah.
But I had to walk at least.
Yeah, the dynamics of today's world is changing quite a lot.
Right. You know? But that's kind of neat, too.
I'm hoping that this project would be an interesting project. I mean, it's quite unique in the sense that we don't take it an approach of the actual money, but we take an approach of the actual prize that the children would want, and we're creating all these gamification models around that.
Interesting. I wonder about the supervision aspect for parents, too.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you might not want your kid going crazy on this site.
Well, I mean, this would be an application, would be a website.
Let's assume that Chris was 10 years old, which he is in some ways, and he was compulsive, which he is in some ways. You know, you'd want to make sure you limited him.
Well, I mean, it's not the children who would actually click for the points. It's for completion of a certain short tasks. The parents would give the rewards by clicking the points.
Oh, that's cool. They dole it out. See, so now I got the specifics. That's pretty cool.
So even if Chris becomes compulsive, he wouldn't be able to do much of scoring extra points unless daddy would approve that.
And I can be your parent, Chris. It sounds very Pavlovian with the, you know, letting the pellets come out as
that's right, and then the saliva starts to drip.
He's always we have a very Pavlovian. You know, it's interesting. Here you are, an entrepreneur. You start Website Boston. You're doing social media development, website development for everybody that I know of.
Not the social media. We haven't been doing social media stuff.
But now you're doing it for yourself as well, not just for clients, right?
The company hasn't been doing social media. We've been an SEO firm. We've been focusing on serious website development. Social media, to be a good social media brand, you need to be a brand of its own.
Right.
So SEO being a traditional domain of the company. There are some other aspects of the company that we haven't really dived into, such as very extensive social media paid advertisement, right? Or, I mean, everybody can post stuff on social media, but do you call this social media marketing? No, this is not the objective of the company.
Right. Sorry.
Anytime.
I, in my simplistic way, blurred it all together, and now I'm seeing there's buckets.
Yes.
And you're saying that bucket you're not in, the other bucket you're in.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Would you say there's a big difference in terms of running a business?
What do you mean?
Being where you are versus, let's say, doing, web optimization,
I mean, my approach to things is much more mechanical, in the sense of rather not mechanical, strategic. I have to optimize a certain, locate certain keywords. Optimize the content for those particular keywords, and then build infrastructure, link infrastructure to support that concept. That is basically approach from which I'm coming from. It's more in line with the website development than social media. Social media, you need to be able to create social campaigns where you can actually target businesses with the messages and strategies of how you're going to involve people to share some of the information. It's a different beast of its own. That's not what Website Boston is about.
Interesting. But you know, everybody seems to be out there talking about all these things. Do you find the noise to be disturbing to you, that a lot of people don't know what to do?
No. When people are ready to talk about parts of the company that they're interested in, they come and they talk about those parts. If somebody needs a serious website development.
No, I'm talking about the people who say that they're delivering, the people who say that they can do, website development. Everybody seems to say they know how to do that. Everybody seems to say, oh, we know how to do, SEO optimization. What I find is that just because everybody says they know how to do it, most people don't know how to do it.
Well, I mean, least thing I could do is worry about, I mean, actually most I could do is worry about other people's promises. I mean, I can promise about my deliveries and that my team's delivery is going to be on time. What other people promise and what they quote on, it's none of my business.
Interesting. And, you know, you say there's a lot of trends coming on. Are we going to see a lot of new things, you think, in the next year?
Absolutely. I see automation becoming the major, major trend. Integration of automated funnels, going to enterprise architecture, how certain tools talk to other different software. So how, for example, your CRM may talk to accounting system. And I think in the past it was the domain of much larger companies, but it's becoming more of a domain of IT/web-related companies. And I envision that becoming a major, major segment for smaller businesses in the next few years.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. Daniel, if somebody wants to find you at Website Boston, how would they do that?
They can just Google Website Boston, and if they're somewhere in the Boston area, they Google Boston Web Design Services, most likely. Website Boston is going to show up in the local search, which is well-optimized results.
Say no more. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with the increasingly talented Daniel Zayats-Volshin of Website Boston. Great story. Good luck with the apps.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Jeff.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. And if you want to contact me about entrepreneurs, you can find me at the letter J, Davis, at mageusa.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.